Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
And here she is. What's happening, Cherry?
Hey, how are you?
It's quite a sexy kind of handle to have that, or name to have,
Please
Cherry.
Don't ask me where I got Cherry.
Where did you get Cherry from?
Jesus. It's one of my worst questions.
Why?
Because the cherry likes being on top. My point exactly.
Of the fruit salad. That's
yes,
what she
definitely.
Meant.
Yes, definitely. Thank
always,
you.
At the top of the sundae, you put the cherry on top. That's, cherry on top. There you go. What I think is so fascinating about you is that you have this unbelievable ability to connect with people through social media. I was hearing you on Voov just now, and people are like asking about your day yesterday and your dates and your this and your that. Like, and you're such an open book. Yeah. And it's the Kardashians who have done this thing about turning living into, I don't know, a career.
Yeah.
And you seem to be pretty good at turning living into what it is that your career is.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you realize that as much as people would think that I like what I do is normal, it really isn't. And like, because look, if we can dedicate time to watching the Kardashians just go about their lives, it just goes to show that they don't live a normal life.
Yeah.
So when you realize that, okay, I'm actually one of those people who's on her way to becoming one of those, you know, then you think, okay, how can I translate this into making me money? And
so how did this all begin? I mean, what was the first step? Was it Twitter? Was it Instagram? What was it?
It was sitting in a 9-to-5 and realizing that I was suffocating.
What were you doing? What was the 9-to-5?
I used to sell Forex knowledge. So I'm one of those people that almost got on those other shows on SABC for other things.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm great at sales, but corporate wasn't for me. So I didn't want to be stifled. And that's when I decided, you know what? Let me see what I'm passionate about, which is people, speaking, you know, the social industry, if I could put it that way, meeting new people, networking. And I was like, okay, so how do we make money out of this? It's one thing to be out there. I can go to parties every weekend, but how do I make this? How do I turn this into an income?
Yeah, and make it something that's actually going to, you know, be successful.
Exactly.
So how did you go about doing that then?
Look, it's all about how hungry you are, first and foremost. So what I realized is, okay, I really want this badly. So what do I have in front of me? I realized, okay, Twitter's growing. Instagram is a big deal. And when I did get on Instagram, I realized my following sucks. What can I do? I saw that the people that were popping on the gram were girls with makeup and weaves. And I was like, okay, then I need to learn how to do makeup. Mm. And while I was sitting at my 9-to-5, I told myself how to do makeup, because one of the things I do on the side is side hustles.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, you teach yourself these things, you use what you've got, and you just go with it. I feel like people are so sort of caught up in trying to figure out, how am I going to do this? These are the resources I require. I don't have them yet. Let me see if I can save like enough money to get 1, 2, 3. You kind of just have to start where you are, and the rest will figure itself out. Hmm. Yeah.
Oh no, now the phone fell, and that was the Voo feed and this and that. How do you kind of begin to draw the line between what you are going to share and what you aren't going to share?
I think you really just need to know yourself. I mean, you know when you start feeling uncomfortable.
Mm.
Obviously the public doesn't know, because they just think she's okay with telling us, you know, everything that's happening under the sun. But you know just how much I should give them for them to just, you know, think that they know, but they really don't. So there's certain things that you just need to withhold. Once you start feeling uncomfortable, or you start getting questions that you feel like are getting under your skin, that's how you know that you've overshared.
And do you get that a lot? On Instagram, those requests must just be...
I mean, obviously, and being considered a pretty girl, that, I mean, listen, there's no saying what could happen, what guys expect from you, because they see you, you know, you look a certain way. So you kind of just also need to have a backbone so you can be able to draw the line.
How does this affect relationships? Like, how does a potential suitor, unless you're in a relationship, I don't know. How does this, like, affect it when it's like you follow, you're like 2-3 dates in, like you're like, okay, cool, I'm going to follow you on Instagram now. He's there and he's got like 200 followers. You, it's like thousands of people. And
I think
it's photos.
One of those things we need to get out of the way. Like, I was actually telling Calvin on the way here that, listen, I kind of just lay it out there. And when we decide to get into a relationship, you know exactly what you're getting yourself into. Understand that I've got... male fans and friends and things like that, and I go out for a living. And if you're insecure, then I feel like let's just not waste each other's time, you know, because it comes with the job, it comes with the environment. So you just need to be okay with that. You need to trust your game. It's that simple.
Trust your game. All right. So we're hanging out with Cherry. And Cherry's always on top, as you heard at the top of this. More with her. She's also live on VOOV right now. What's your handle on VOOV?
Cherry01, just like my Twitter. Kelman on
CliffCentral.com. So people must ask you all the time, Cherry, like, how do they get better at the social media thing? And is everyone, like, I mean, is there an audience? Are there people that are supposed to be putting out the content, and are there people that are supposed to be consuming it? Or should we all be putting it out and all consuming it? Because sometimes I think, like, other people have much more interesting lives than I do. So I'd honestly rather just follow them. I have nothing valuable to add to this mix, but I don't mind watching and consuming everyone else.
Yeah. I think, look, like you've said, you feel like you've got nothing to give anybody else, so you'd rather just watch.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, you're content, you're okay. But if you feel, if anybody feels like they've got something to offer, then don't hold back.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to make an example with one of my very good friends, the ultimate on VOOV SA, Lale. He is a crazy Dragon Ball Z fanatic, and he always felt weird for talking about Dragon Ball Z. And I mean, obviously he's a grown ass man, but I mean, when he started talking about Dragon Ball Z, the one time he went live on television on VOOV SA, VOOV TV, sorry, talking about Dragon Ball Z, and he had so many people afterwards tweeting him, talking to him and asking him, listen, where do I get more of these? Or he basically built an entire community of anime fanatics because he discovered that there are people out there who are just as interested in Dragon Ball Z and anime as much as he is.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is, it could be the slightest thing that you feel you're interested in or that you have to offer. But the moment that you do get out there, you'd be so shocked that somebody's going to crawl out of a hole somewhere and say, I didn't know that, you know, that was a thing. Geez, let's do this together. Or I'm interested in that. I want to buy into that. So, yeah, you really could just pick which side you want to be on.
Now, tell me about this VOOV commercial that you shot in Cape Town, the experience. The commercial looks amazing.
Yes.
Just what was it like to put that together?
It was my first commercial, trust me. I've also done a whole lot of auditions, a lot of castings, never got chosen for any of them. When VOOV chose me because of my gap, firstly, I was like, listen, this is God himself. So I went on there, worked with a couple of boss models as well. These are people, I mean, they're professionals, so they knew exactly what they were doing. But I think just working with that production was huge. That set was amazing. It was overwhelming. It was exciting at the same time. It was so much to take in, but I loved every moment of it because I didn't realize how much work goes into a 30-second ad. Like, I was just sitting there. We shot for 2 days, but that ad is 30 seconds. So I was just like, Jesus, is this what people do? Literally. But yeah, it was very exciting. Very, very exciting.
Very cool. And tell me about your relationship with VOOV, because I mean, you're a verified VJ on VOOV.
Yeah.
Which is very, very cool. And what is it do you think that you do that people are just really resonating with and connecting with, so much so that they are imparting with their data?
Which is a big deal in our country.
It's a huge deal, yeah.
I think it's being myself. If I've never tried to be anything but myself. I mean, obviously, I've got people that I look up to, people that inspire me. But I think the moment you get out there and you just give people who you are, you know, like, I mean, I love makeup. I'm a makeup enthusiast, but I'm very happy to go on there as my normal, boring self with like 5 of my eyebrows sticking out. Mm. And people are like, oh my God, she's actually human. She's normal. So, you know, and I get like multiple tweets and multiple like, you know, messages from people in my DMs who say, oh my God, you made me fall in love with my gap because you own yours. And imagine if I was trying to be somebody else. Imagine if I was trying to be somebody who, you know, or I used to do this thing where I stick rice in between my teeth as a child because I wanted to feel what it was like to have, you know, normal teeth like you guys. And when I grew up, I realized, you know what, this is me. I need to own it. And ever since I started doing that, not just on VOOV, but on all of my social media platforms, there's so many people who are just like, listen, I love who you are. And yeah, so it really doesn't feel like a job. It's just me waking up and just being myself.
And this is your full-time gig now, right? This is what you do.
Yes.
How difficult is it to make this work as a consistent sort of income flow?
Look, I don't want to say it's difficult, but I mean, there are days when you really just don't want to do anything. When I don't want to interact with anybody. I kind of just want to rot in bed. So when you realize there's somebody that's expecting your stream at 12 noon because that is my time, then it's like, okay, listen, you need to get it together because there's somebody that's on there waiting for you.
Yeah.
So it does get difficult on one of your dark days when you're just like, I actually just got... forget me. I want the ground to swallow me because, I mean, for whatever reason, I could be PMSing. And then, yeah, but when you think, when you like kind of just, you know, think about it, it's like, okay, there's somebody that's expecting me to show up today. So let me just do that. But yeah, on those days, it gets relatively difficult.
And what's everyone around you's sort of response been to the direction that you're taking with your life? Like family, friends, what do they think of all of this?
It's funny because I had a conversation with my mom this morning. Look, I think we all know, everybody in the room can agree that this is very unconventional because they would consider a normal job to be, you know, a 9-to-5. I was doing my BCom law degree before I had to leave school. So when you talk to them and tell them, listen, I've actually, this is getting me places, and they start to see it. I mean, at first I know there was a whole lot of doubt. Like, what are you doing? You say you're going to work, or you say you're working, but what exactly are you doing? Because every weekend you're out and about. And I'm just like, listen, this is what I do now. This is who I am. And until they start to see, I mean, the moment you start, like you stop asking for money from your parents, then they know you're good.
Yeah.
So they kind of, it's grown on them, and they understand that, okay, I mean, I guess this is it. If she can pay for her bills, then she's good. Yeah.
Well, listen, it's been incredible meeting you. Tell me about how we connect, because, I mean, it's not like this interview stops now. I mean, people could tweet you a question and you'll answer. Like, you're very, very open on social media.
Yes.
So what are all these handles that we need to be aware of?
Vuv, if you want to interact with me on a daily and see what I look like, even with my five eyebrows, it's cherry01.
Five eyebrows? I don't believe you, yeah?
It's cherry01_, and it's the same for Twitter. And on Instagram, you can reach me on cherryfied_. And on Facebook, it's Mbali Cherry Graham.
I dig it.
Thank you.
Cherry, thank you so much for stopping by, and we'll see you on these social media streets.
Definitely. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.